He grew up on the south side of Houston, but now calls Summerlin, Nevada home. The only sports handicapper in the country to go a documented 14-0 against the spread in the NFL playoffs. With over two decades of experience, he's the go-to sports bettor expert in Houston. He's live from Vegas, but his heart is always in H-Town. The premier wagering consultant in the country. Your favorite sports bettor's favorite sports bettor. This is The Wagering World with 5-Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag. America's most trusted sports book.
What's good, Wagering World? It's your boy 5-Star in Vegas, broadcasting live from Summerlin, Nevada. But my heart is always in Houston, Texas. This is The Wagering World, powered by MyBookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag. I'm in here like always with the youngest man to ever manage and operate a casino sportsbook on the Vegas Strip. I call him the Boy Wonder Sports Bet, my brother from another and super producer of this show, Casino Royale.
Wow. What's good, 5-Star? What's up, Wagering World? I won. 5-Star won. Spread won. Yes, we had an amazing weekend, man. What we doing this weekend, 5?
Hey, man, we're going to get to the money like we've been doing. I told you we was going to get on the run. Man, hey, it's beautiful when you're playing with their money. And I'm going to tell you a place to go to when your money's on the line. Do it with the trusted sports book that gives you tools to win like MyBookie. At MyBookie, it doesn't matter if your squad is up or down. You can easily cash out or bet the game live to come out on the winning side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, and take advantage of huge prize pool contests. Every single sack, fumble, and touchdown is another chance to hit a payday. Hey, basketball's back, college and NBA. To get started, go to mybookie.ag, and on your first deposit, use my promo code. That's 5-Star. That's one word, 5-Star, F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R, to grab a deposit match up to $1,000. We're taking the novice bettor who's betting $50 all the way up to the pro who's going to put $1,000 in, and we're going to match whatever you put in there. All you have to do is use my promo code. That's 5-Star, F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R. Don't forget to try the MyBookie money bag. Hey, man, you might grab a potential Super Bowl front runner at crazy odds. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag. Hey, man, we podcast only this month. No radio. A&M basketball, we had a situation in place with the good people, ESPN 97.5. 92.5. Hey, man, my partnership with Got Media has been amazing. Great guys over there. Shout out Todd. Shout out Joe. Always helped me put together the show. Hey, man, the daily lineup has opened out their arms to me. So, you know, I mean, they all treated me like family. Shout out Paul Gallant. Shout out Jeremy Branham. Man, Jeremy's the play-by-play guy for the University of Houston basketball. Man, he does a hell of a job over there. Great voice. But what a lot of people don't know about Jeremy, man, is he knows football. I love talking shop with him. He does one of the best Monday morning breakdowns of the Texans, maybe in the entire media, man. He's a football savant like myself. And, of course, my OGs, man. I was on with him yesterday morning, John Granada and Lance Erline, the bench. I used to listen to these guys every morning. Usually I'd be coming in from the after hours, Dreams or Onyx, every now and then, Legends. See, though, I was like Bobby Womack. Daylight gonna catch me up again. Most people were getting up, man. I was just getting in.
For real.
Well, you know, I would listen to Lance and John on those rides home when the sun's coming up. And they've been one of my favorite sports talk shows ever since, you know, I can remember, man. Only in America does this happen, where I become the sports betting expert for that show. And it's all because Lance was my guy. And one day, man, he took a chance on me. He shot me a text. He said, man, we're not using R.J. Bell anymore. You want to come replace him? Replacing R.J. Bell, man. R.J. Bell, one of the biggest sports bettors as far as in media, you're going to find. He's on Colin Cowherd's show regularly. He had his own show on Fox Sports and everything. So, you know, I was like, wow, I got to come behind this guy. But I come on, you know. I'm a little worried the first time, but I do a pretty good job. But, man, as the season kept going, I just got more confident, more confident. I was just giving them what I really was playing. And we ended up going 14-0 that first season on the bench against the spread in the NFL playoffs, man. And the rest has been history. Those dudes have been pivotal to my career. always supporting my brand. So the Bench and the Bench listeners are always a part of the wagering world. They supported me when no one knew who I was in this sports business, man. So once again, big love to ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Gal Media. They'll be helping us produce the podcast for this month. We won't go live again until December 1st as we kick off bowl season and get into the important backstretch of the NFL schedule. We actually have my guy, Super Bowl 37 champion, former Tampa Bay Buck quarterback Sean King, coming on our first show back live on the air. Sean's my guy. He went from pro ball and being a great quarterback in the league and a Super Bowl champion to now teaching others how to predict and bet on sports. He's a sharp guy, host of his own show on VEASAN, so I look forward to that. So, you know, we've been on go.
Yes, sir. We've been on go 5-star, and it ain't no stopping. I know the wager really excited about what we got later on tonight. And I'm excited to have Sean King on 5-star.
Yeah, that's my
different,
boy.
Something different?
Yeah, that's my guy, man. Sean has been a part of some really pivotal parts of the NFL, man. If you remember, he's the quarterback in the NFC Championship game when Bert Emanuel had that catch that they said there wasn't a catch. It ended up changing the whole rules in the NFL about what is a catch and what's not and about the ground helping you. I got to remember to ask him about that. And he was an awesome college football player right in our home state of Louisiana, man. He probably the best quarterback to ever come through Tulane. He was Conference USA Offensive Player of the Year 2 years in a row when he played for the Green Wave. Speaking of green, everything is on green. This is the best part of life. See, when everything's going right. Remember when I was like living downtown, man, jumping in one of the whips, coming out downtown. If all them lights was green, I knew it was going to be a good day because everything was on go. That's how I'm feeling right about now, man. We eating.
What 5-star buffets? We are definitely eating everything good. Big plates, gambling accounts, gaining big weight.
Yes, they do.
Keep it up, 5-star. Let's go, my man.
Hey, that's right. The 5-star buffet, no Golden Corral in the way to the world. It's that Wind buffet, that Wicked Spoon, and Cosmos Caesar's buffet. Man, what's even better is a free buffet. Hey, everybody eats. B word to Ace Boogie.
Hey, 5-star. Remember that NBA Jam?
Yeah.
He's on fire.
Boy, you stupid.
Hey, that's you right now, for real. You turning the books to sit. Hey, like, he literally jumping out the book. He ain't jumping out the gym. Jumping out the book.
Hey, doing them little flips in there, dunking on the book. Yeah, that's what we trying to do every time, man. Hey, we cooking the book and making it out with all the bread like a mastermind crook. So, you know, it's always us versus the machine. All right, let me get these L's out the way real quick. Well, this one L that really affected us, them boys that throw the L's, took an L. Man, our LSU Tigers got outcoached and outclassed down in Tuscaloosa, man. LSU defense made Jalen Milroe look like Mike Vick. What can we say about Nick Saban, man? He ran laps around Brian Kelly. The problem with LSU right now is the school has lost its identity, man. The team has lost its identity. Hey, what that school is known for, why we love them as a fan base, is because they were dogs, man. All these boys out here were scrappy. Man, when I saw them let Jaden Daniels take that hard hit, that illegal hit under the chin, and none of his offensive linemen went over there and caught a personal foul, man, it's time to get rid of Brian Kelly, Sino.
5-star. Brian Kelly got to go and Matt House got to go.
Deuces.
Got to get out the house, man. The defense looked terrible. Jaden Daniels and the LSU offense at the beginning, 5-star, they looked like they was going to do something. Kept it a close game. But to be honest, I don't know how we went against Nick Saban and chose Brian Kelly, even though he has all the talent he needs. I think they should get his team to Coach Prime, man. No disrespect to the Buffs, man. Come on down here to the Bayou, man. Come to LSU. Down here to Tigerland and Death Valley, Coach.
I wouldn't be surprised if the alumni and the boosters would want Coach Prime, but with Coach Prime on LSU, don't get me wrong, the recruiting would be crazy. You're talking about DBU. Man, all the defensive backs in Louisiana, all the skill position players out there, he would do really well. But come on, do you want to live in Boulder, Colorado, or you want to live in Baton Rouge? Like, let's be real about this. It boils down to lifestyle. We know this is two guys who left the South and moved to Nevada. You know, it's a little bit better lifestyle out in the Rocky Mountains than it is down in the East Baton Rouge. But, yeah, man, LSU didn't come through. And we only took them because, hey, Jaden Daniels. That's who we were, you know, betting on. He played really well, did his job. He's still, to me, a Heisman front runner. I'm sure he'll get invited to New York. Speaking of New York, we were out that way, New Jersey, Piscataway. I love saying this, Piscataway. Well, that's where the Rutgers start out early against Ohio State. But, man, they allowed the Buckeyes to take over late. Bad beat, bad break, bad handicap. It seems like we always catch a bad beat with Rutgers. They give up another pick six, kind of like they did early in the year against Michigan that pushed the number. Once again, they catch a push. If you caught the 19 like we did, it went up to 19 literally on Friday when the show aired. So you pushed on Rutgers. Hey, Ohio State's number one. I'm starting to warm to them a little bit. Kyle McCord, he doesn't put up really impressive numbers, but he does come through. He seems like he's a winning quarterback, and they got so much talent around him. Marvin Harrison Jr., of course, is going to be the number one receiver taken off the board. And, hey, keep your eyes on Travion Henderson. If they let him get to the Ravens, he's going to tear the league up. All right, then we got another push down in Hidey-Tidey. As A&M loses by 3 to Ole Miss. And speaking of Hidey-Tidey, Jimbo Fisher's on the Hidey Potty. That seat in College Station is blazing hot right now, especially with all the money that school has dropped on him. Not to mention all those billions that the boosters spent renovating those facilities and buying talent. You know they bought talents, you know.
Five-star, who not buying talent these days with the NILs and everything that's else bad. That's going on. But you know my saying with all these pushes, especially in Vegas, a push or win, five-star, so we'll live with that.
I always say that.
You got to talk about Clemson. That was very, very fishy. The Waging Rule, probably the only side that was on that side. Why, five-star?
I told you. I got to hit you with that. Hey, man, Dabo Sweeney is a really prideful guy. The radio caller called him out on his own show about how Clemson had been struggling. Man, you knew that they was gonna play good. Dabo is that type of guy. He fired those guys up and he was ready for Notre Dame when they came in. Remember, man, it's only two entities that win in sports betting, and that's Vegas and the wagering world. So we were able to cash Clemson plus 3, and we got the money line on the outright. Then we went out to La La Land. It seemed like we cashed this over 76 in the first half on this one. See, no, man, I should have put the house on this one, man. The totals have really been sweet on certain teams, none sweeter than USC, man. They're 10-1 to the over right now. Most likely thanks to a horrible Trojans defense. They just fired Alex Grinch. I guess LSU wasn't taking notes, as you said. They're still holding on to one madhouse, but Lincoln Riley told Alex Grinch, like Wiz Khalifa, see ya. And he was gone. So now we'll see how the USC defense looks. We'll talk about that game a little bit later. They travel to Nike Town to Eugene, Oregon to fight the Mighty Ducks. All right, last but not least, I continue to ride my guy Jed Fish, Noah Fifita, and the Arizona Wildcats. Impressive win at home against a talented and well-coached UCLA team. Hey, man, Arizona continues to have the arrows pointing up. Oh, man, they go against your boy Coach Prime this week. That laid 10.5 on the road, tricky numbers. Colorado has been covering lately, but, man, I really like Arizona. Y'all know how I feel about that team. All right, so, you know, let's get to Sunday. We were unblemished, 4-0. We swept the whole board.
Sweep, sweep. Books got beat, beat. Us versus the machine, five-star. I think our machine kind of well all the tuned up right now. You went 4-0 in the NFL, man. You can't be stopped. Hot as a fireball shot in the middle of July.
Now, that's hot, man. Yeah, we're a well-oiled machine right now, man. Pull out the Oldsmobile Aurora. Hey, from round back, and let's power through the pass, you know.
All right, five-star, let's do it. We can start over in Germany. We was getting money with the chickens, getting chicken with the chickens. Man, the Chiefs beat the Dolphins. A lot of people didn't see that one after coming off the loss from the Broncos. A great call on that one.
Yeah, and the thing was, I thought that the catalyst would be Mahomes, but once again, the Kansas City defense was the catalyst. Mahomes only threw for 185 yards. Did have 2 touchdown passes, but, man, that defense for Kansas City was big time. They had a score. They had to lead 21-0 at halftime. Great job fighting back by the Dolphins. Tua came up just a little short on a pass, a great call by Mike McDaniels that had a guy streaking wide open for a go-ahead touchdown. But these guys will see each other again.
All right, Jerry Jones and them boys, America's team, bro. They played a tight game against the Eagles. I told you they had a shot. They actually was supposed to win the game. I don't know how you get right there at the goal line with 49 seconds left and not get in the box. Five-star, you called that over. That was an easy one. What you see?
Yeah, I know that both of those teams would execute offensively well. Hey, Dak Prescott played one of his better games in his career. He outshined Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts on the two for 183 yards, man. But, hey, Prescott went off. He went for 374 yards and three touchdown passes. But, man, we didn't take the side. It's because the Cowboys are the only team that can play like that and still not cover the 3.5. They are just jinxed. You get a reception by the tight end Ferguson right at the goal line where he's 1 inch from having the ball go over. And then you have on a two-point conversion that would have got it down to three. Dak goes out by the slightest of margins to keep that two-point conversion from happening. So the Cowboys continue to be a kind of a
Father Jank on deck. Get him off. Get him off. But my Cincinnati Bengals, they hosted Buffalo Sunday night. I saw you and Spread had that beautiful view watching over the city. You said Burrow and the boys would get it done, which they did.
Yeah, this was another one kind of similar to Kansas City where you got the high-profile quarterback, the high-powered offense, but it all came down to the defense. I've been a fan of the Bengals defense, man, for the last 3 years, and that's what's really winning these games. Don't get me wrong. Joe Burrow is a hell of a quarterback, and he's clutch, and he makes just enough plays for them, and he never lets them down when they need him. But, boy, for the most part, what carries that team is Lou Anarumo and that defense, man. Another great win by Cincinnati. Hey, man, the Bills stock is going down. Sean McDermott, he's on the clock.
And finally, five-star, your Texans, they played the Bucs in a shootout, man. How you knew this was going over? I mean, both teams, they got defensive head coach, and you was on the money again. And just give C.J. Stroud his rookie of the year right now, please.
You can go on and put his name on the plaque, on the award, whatever it is, man, because that kid's already in Canton in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They took the football that he just broke the record with. He has two actual footballs in Canton, one for the longest streak for a quarterback. That's a rookie without an interception, and now breaking Andrew Luck's record for single season game passing, going for 470 yards, just immaculate. Just commanded a complete offense at such a young age. Man, it's looking so up for the Houston Texans. The whole city of Houston is really excited about where the Texans are going. And we also knew that Mike Evans was going to have a big game. I'm hearing that he told the coaching staffs, for the Texans, come get me. Let's see if they go get him in the offseason. We would love to see my guy Big Mike come back home. Alright, man, it's time to pay some bills. After the break, we land where our feet are currently at and talk about the present. Hey, week 11 of the college football season. It's almost bowl season. Season's winding down fast. The conference championships are approaching. Hey, man, these seasons fly by. We on a heater. Let's stay on it. Continue making profits. Big money awaits. So stay locked in right here on The Wagering World. Take us out, Cino.
So much money independent, I might buy me some land. Music to my ears when I thumb through these bands. Influencing my peers when I pick up this pen. They like, damn, Uncle Larry done did it again. Today I did the green juice, banana and spinach. Like highway patrol, Mr. Boy chasing these tickets. Had a dream about the Benz, woke up and cop. The exhaust on that bitch, woke up the block.
Hello, Wagering World. I'm personal injury attorney Rodney Jones. Sports betting is all about the numbers, and the odds are 7 out of 10 that you could be part of a major accident. Don't gamble on your attorney. Back the city's favorite, Rodney Jones Law Group. If you're in a wreck, call us today, 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. Rodney Jones Law Group. The only sure thing is we win.
You're listening to The Wagering World with 5-Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sportsbook.
Welcome back, Wagering World. It's your boy 5-Star in Vegas. I'm in here with my super producer. He's a spider monkey dad and the youngest individual to ever run a major sportsbook on the strip. Cino Royale.
Wow, what's that, 5-Star? Spider monkey for the Cubans.
That's right. It's still 40K. That's what they understand. You got a 40K Cuban around your neck. You're working with some. Hey, some people are dog dad, you're a spider monkey dad. So that's what it is, man. As always, hey, man, we here in Summerlin, Nevada. Getting a little cooler, but the sun is still blinding. The mountains are still red. And the money is just like the palm trees. The green is stacked to the sky.
Green everywhere. I'm never leaving Vegas.
I'm telling you, not looking at these golf courses. Hey, we were in the news this week, Summerlin. Right down the street from us at Rampa Casino, man. A cheating scandal. Shout out my guy, KG Joseph. He actually sent me that. Y'all follow KG Joseph on Twitter, man. KG Joseph, longtime friend of mine. He covers a lot of sports. Send me the information, man. I'm right here in Vegas. I'm so out of tune with stuff and so just locked in on the wagering world, man. Sometimes I don't even watch the news, man. And Rampart Casino, they had some dealers that got caught running a little sham. But people don't understand, man. Don't play with these books and that money.
Whew, speaking of that, real quick story from the work experience. I first started working in the book. I never forget this 5-star. One of the ticket riders, he bumped his knee against the emergency alarm, man. 5-star, before I knew it, I seen people in black, people in regular clothes, the yellows. I'm like, what's going on? They next to me, they're everywhere. Some stuff I never seen before. So, hey, y'all don't play with those people. Money, they watching at all times. And the eye in the sky is always live. All
right. Don't push that red button, I'm telling you. You might detonate something, man. Hey, last week we hollered at the wagering world about why we moved to Vegas, about the freedoms that we have here in Nevada. You know, from 1931 to 2018, you could only bet sports in Nevada. So Nevada's always been open to guys like us who enjoy betting sports. Now it's 2023, sports betting is legal in over 30 states. As I was telling listeners that's in Houston, you know, where we have this show every weekend, that, man, Houston, Texas is the last frontier. Texas as a state is the last frontier when it comes to restrictions on sports betting. Sports betting will not be back on the ballots, though, until 2025. Hopefully, my listeners can get to the polls at that time and get that bill passed if they want to do some sports betting in Texas.
Oh, man, it was elections this week, 5-star.
Yes,
Florida, man, they had some big, big news down there. Passed the bill for retail betting. Everybody getting it in now, 5.
yeah, the tribes were a little hot because they were getting all the money for sports betting. And then in 2021, Governor DeSantis allowed retail sports betting in Hard Rock, was, you know, allowing you to walk up and make your bets. But then the tribe ended up taking them to court, and big lawsuit went down. It ended up where both sides came to an agreement this past week. And hey, now Florida's going to be betting not only at the tribes but at the Hard Rock. Man, if DeSantis, he's one of the most conservative governors there is. If he allows sports betting in Florida, then I know it's coming to Texas soon.
Most definitely. Texas will have that privilege very soon.
Yeah, hopefully all the listeners got out there and voted on Tuesday. Hey, man, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I ain't going to talk about my beliefs right here on the show, but my friends and close family members that know me know that I really don't care for, you know, too much government and too much reach. I'm proud to be an American. We want to be born in the West. Only a story like mine can happen, in my opinion, in America. But remember, guys, that local voting is very important. Federally, not as much so, but definitely local, man. It's the politicians that make the decisions on your children's education. Those officers that by duty are elected to protect their community, like the district attorney, the judges, the mayor. Local voting also decides who controls the infrastructure, the roads that you travel on. So make sure you research and make an educated, not emotional, vote. And when you go to the ballots, you harm your community more than help them when you make uninformed votes. So read the fine print.
Yeah, 5-star. I vote that all the books refund us anytime we lose a bet. But, man, all jokes aside, I'm really hoping we get people back in, you know, that's going to back up and do the things they say they're going to do once we put in our time in the vote form.
Hold these politicians accountable. And, man, we talk about expansion of sports betting, you know, coming to Texas and other states. Man, it's awesome, but like most things, you know, there's two sides. The good side is access for betting for a lot more people interested in investing in these games. The bad side is the access to betting. I always talk about that. It's much easier for corruption now. What's preventing a star player or an assistant coach from giving Cousin Larry some inside information? He can go make a bet real quick online. So I kind of liked it more when Nevada just was running things, because they were like the FBI of sports betting, man. They were watching everything and making sure it wasn't any corruption. Now it's so wide open, so many places to make a bet. It's kind of tough, man. And I really believe the NCAA passed those NIL rules, hoping to weaken the temptations of Scott athletes to bet on games.
No, that's a joke, because that ain't help. These kids still betting. They have their family and their friends betting. Everybody betting.
They definitely betting. It's a mess right now in Iowa, man. I'm surprised it's not been more in the news about this, what's going on in America's heartland. Iowa State's quarterback, the starting quarterback coming into the season, Hunter Deckers. Oh, man, that kid's in a heap of trouble. Criminal charges were recently filed on him. Deckers is accused of wagering on the Cyclones' 2021 game against Oklahoma State, and he also allegedly placed 26 bets on Iowa State University sporting events, according to a criminal complaint. Deckers is amongst seven individuals, all either current or former student athletes at Iowa State and the University of Iowa, that were charged with tampering with records in relation to the investigation. All seven were alleged to have been on sporting events involving their own schools, man, while concealing their identities. How convenient that this week, on Monday, the NCAA announced adjusted punishment guidelines for athletes who bet on other college sports at their own school on Tuesday, while gambling on other NCAA sports would previously result in a permanent loss of eligibility under the old rules. Now it results in a one-year suspension and a lost year of eligibility. Man, the guidelines have been adjusted for these players who bet on other teams at their own school. Punishment for players who gamble on their own teams remains a permanent loss, though. So you can't bet on your same team, on your team, your own team that you play on. But they are becoming more lenient on you doing some betting. These adjustments by the NCAA are a sign of the times, man. Gambling isn't going anywhere. And the more access people have, the more difficulty it'll be to prevent corruption. Access to betting, man, is over the can for us wagering world. All we want is betters. It's a fair game. That's very hard to do these days. As someone who bets and watches these games to the T, I can tell you, man, they're getting murkier and murkier. But as always, it's us versus the machine.
Hey, five star, these kids gotta be betting ball. Like, the college football is getting so unpredictable. Like,
they doing something. Hey, but you know us, when we find new information, we have no problem pivoting. We read the market, we study the tape, and we make adjustments. We put in the work so the listeners do not have to. A remote start, the Ford Raptor truck this week, and let's roll over to the present.
All right, five star, let's do it. Hey, man, you 16-5-1 in your last 22 college players on the show. I hope they've been keeping up. Let's keep the people getting paid, man. This weekend, we got Michigan. They're traveling down to Happy Valley to face Penn State. A whole lot of heat coming down on Ann Arbor from the NCAA and Big Ten officials, man. See the boys out here sound stealing.
Yeah, they doing something, man. Them boys is breaking some type of rules. I know there's a lot of heat coming down on Jim Harbaugh from the NCAA and the Big Ten. And mostly it's his peers, man. The coaches in the Big Ten are really hot with Jim. That said, man, I think the Big Ten wants him out the way. It's an embarrassment for them if Michigan wins the championship this year and then later end up getting a title taken from them for cheating, man. So, man, as much as it pains me, I might have to be on Penn State. I know that the Big Ten does not want Michigan to win this game. James Franklin and Drew Aller have not showed me that I could trust them in these type of games, but this is a number play. Hey, sometimes we have to read the market, and the market is saying take Penn State plus 4.5. They have a really good defense. Let's see if James Franklin can get it done this time. He has beaten Jim Harbaugh before, so we're going to be on Penn State plus 4.5. Ring the alarm.
Ring the alarm.
All right, we just talked about how Clemson got down for us last week against Notre Dame. This week they're hosting Georgia Tech. I know you like the Yellow Jackets this season. This line can't be right. Clemson minus 14 in the hook.
Hey, man, that's a fishy, fishy line. But I got to be that huckleberry on that one. And, man, first of all, let me say apologies to Brent Key, man. That's the head coach of Georgia Tech. I've been saying Jeff Collins. I'm so used to Jeff Collins being there. But I know that he was replaced by Brent Key. And Brent Key is doing a really outstanding job in downtown Atlanta. He has his transfer quarterback from A&M, Haynes King, over there balling out. He's doing numbers. He has 22 touchdown passes already in the season. This is a game where I know Georgia Tech doesn't play really good defense. They're going to have trouble getting off the field against Clemson. Clemson's going to run the ball, but I feel like it's so difficult to play perfect 2 weeks in a row, and Clemson played really well against Notre Dame. They don't have the type of team like before where I can expect dominant performances week after week. So I got to take all those points with a very, very effective Georgia Tech offense. So give me Georgia Tech plus 14.5. Ring the bell.
All right, Mr. Caleb Williams, he was crying last week all in his mom's arms, man, at the Coliseum. It's supposed to be raining when the Trojans travel to Eugene to battle the Auburn Ducks. They can keep it close from what I'm seeing. That defense is nothing, man. The spread is Auburn minus 15.
I don't know how USC stays in this game. They fired Alex Grinch. He should have been fired before the season. worst tackling team in America, 2-8 against the spread in the last 10. So I would lean definitely toward the Ducks to cover this huge number. The Ducks have the number one offense in America. They're averaging 47 points a game. Bo Nix looks like a whole different man up in the Northwest, and it's because of coaching. That's how important coaching is. Coaching is taking him from being a bust to being now probably a first-round draft pick in the NFL this spring. So we're going to go with the over on this game. Why not, man? USC has went over on their last 11 games. They went 10-1 on the over, man. I know it's going to be raining, but receivers know where they're going. DBs do not. It will not be windy. No sticky gloves that these kids use nowadays can catch anything, even a cold. So we're going with the over on USC and Oregon at 73.5. Hopefully, we can catch it in the first half like last week. Bring the alarm.
Bring the alarm.
All right, now I'm going to jump into this one. I'm not giving you no choice. We can't do this segment without Coach Prime and them boys. Ooh-wee, they playing your Arizona Wildcats, man. Last week, Prime and the Buffaloes covered for me against Oregon State in the Bowling Parlay. We getting 10.5 at home this week. Who you got?
Man, much as it pains me on this one, I love both of these teams, man. You know, I'm rooting for Coach Prime all the time because I like the man that he is and I like what he's doing over with his kids. I love the story, but, man, they're about to lose again, man. They're facing the wrong team at the wrong time in my Arizona Wildcats. I call them mine because they've got me paid this year, 2023. We've been riding the wave ever since they put in North Fafita to replace Jaden Delore. They've been unstoppable and unbeatable. They have close calls with the two best teams in the conference, almost upsetting them both. And now they get a chance to travel to Colorado. Their mind's on a bowl right now. Hey, man, I'm rolling with Arizona Wildcats. I know it's square right now. I know the sharp money's going to be on Colorado. Everything says take Colorado, but I don't think Jed Fish feeds into any of that. It's all about football with him. Hey, Colorado can't keep up. The Wildcats get it done, minus 10. Ring the bell. All right, we're up against the break. Stick around. We have a friend of the show stopping by. I consider this guy one of my little brothers in the game. We got NBA expert Hakeem Ski Prophet stopping by to talk some hoops. Ben Ski's one of the best basketball cappers in the world. He's a regular on Wager Talk. Has his own show on Spotify. One of the sharpest dudes in pro basketball betting that I know. Hey, man, stick around as Ski joins us. More winners after we pay these bills. Take us out, Sino.
Baby, cause you're chilling with the stars tonight. Baby, cause you're chilling with the stars tonight.
Ball stuff sitting under the stars. Nighttime voice, ray fruit filled up with stars. Elevated minds.
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
You're listening to The Wagering World with 5-Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sports book.
All right, we're back in The Wagering World. Your boy 5-Star in Vegas, as always, we're broadcasting live from beautiful Summerlin, Nevada. And as always, it's us versus the machine. When a real money's on the line, though, hey, you got to do it with a trusted sports book that gives you tools to win like MyBookie. At MyBookie, it doesn't matter if your team is up or down. You can cash out during the game. Hey, do like I do. Took something for another shot at it. Oatmeal always beats no meal. Or fire away the live bet on the game. Hey, man, when you're not on the right side, you just go live and get on the right side. All right, use my bookie. Daily odds boost. Same game parlays and take advantage of huge prize pool contests. Every single sack, fumble, and touchdown is another chance to hit a payday. To get started, go to mybookie.ag and on your first deposit, use my promo code. That's 5-star, F-I-V-E, STAR. That's one word, five star, FIVESTAR, to grab a deposit match up to $1,000. That means whatever you deposit, we match it dollar for dollar. Just remember to use my promo code five star. Hey man, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.ag. All right, so you know, we got a friend of the show in the building. I consider him more of a brother, man. Me and this guy's been rolling together a long time. One of the sharpest dudes in Las Vegas. What's up, Hakeem Ski Prophet?
What's going on, Five Star? It's good to be on with you once again. My season is here. Trying to make some money. And want to talk it out with you.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely your season. Hey, introduce you to the Houston market, man. My guy Ski, man, he's huge. Sports better on the West Coast, worldwide, really, man. But he, me and him cutting into each other in Vegas. Tell him how we met, Ski.
Yeah, I was just out here, kind of testing the water, seeing, you know, what it looked like in Vegas. And I met up with you at the casino on the strip. And you was like, man, you got to get out here. You got to move to Vegas. You'll love it out here. And I moved out here. I love it. And we've been rocking ever since.
hey, you ain't went home since, right? That first day we was on the dice table. Hey, Ski really helped me get through COVID. So, you know, doing COVID when it wasn't nothing to bet. All me and Ski used to do is go bet EuroLeague basketball and listen to currency all day.
Right.
Doing some real good times, man. But, yeah, Ski is a really sharp dude. He has one of the best systems when it comes to basketball, man. He bets WNBA and NBA at a really high clip, man. Let's talk about a little basketball. It's basketball season now. Ski, hey, come on. Who you like to win it all? First of all, everybody want to know, man, who Ski likes to win a National Basketball Association championship this year?
I'll be honest. And, you know, I talked about conference winners before the season started. I didn't necessarily say he would win it all, but it kind of hurts right. me to say this a little bit. But the best team so far in the NBA, I think it has to be the Boston Celtics. I thought they would be the best before the season started. And they've looked, you know, every bit up to par so far this season. They've lost a couple games, but what I like the most about them is it's really hard to defend a team when the center can stretch the floor like Porzingis does, pulling the opposing center out the paint. And then you have a guard who can post up other guards and who's just a really high IQ player, great passer, great scorer, and Drew Holiday. So I think those two things, I mean, we all know what Tatum and Brown bring to the table, etc. But those two additions just make the Celtics a hell of a lot better. And they've already made the Eastern Conference three of the last 4 years. So I like that for the Celtics team. And if you just look at around the East, who do they have to worry about? I think Miami got a little bit worse. They lost Vincent. They lost Strus. Everybody likes the Bucks, but I'll tell you something. For one, Drew owns Damian Lillard. Lillard doesn't like going up against those bigger guards, and he's going to struggle when he plays his Celtics team. Celtics, in my mind, you know, they can build that wall versus Giannis. We've seen, even though Horford's been older, he's had success defending Giannis plenty of times. So, and the Bucks might not even make it. We've seen the Bucks have trouble with the Miami team. Miami has a great coach once again, so they might not even be there. The Sixers, I have to be honest, they've surprised me. They're playing a lot better than I thought. They ended a lot better after the James Harden trade. And I think, you know, they got some depth over there and they are a little bit to worry about now. But as long as the Celtics are healthy, I think they're the best team in the East. And because of that, I think, you know, they have the best chance to win it all because the West is stacked and there's no telling who's going to come out of that side.
Yeah, the West is going to be real beat up by the time it gets to the finals. Man, Boston has been right there, you know, tittering at the top the last years. Now they've made some extreme changes to the lineup, and I agree with you on that. I think Drew Holiday is a huge pickup for them, and Porzingis has really surprised me, man. He's playing ball again like he was when he was in New York, so really good to see that, man. I definitely agree with you that Boston is one of the higher teams. I think that my bookie has them at a plus 400 to win the title. Speaking of the West, you said it's going to be a battle. Hey, you seen my Rockets. My Rockets beat your Lakers a couple days ago. We had a little fun jigging at each other about that. What did you have you watched the Rockets play this year? We're in the Houston market. Have you watched the Rockets this year, Ski?
Well, I absolutely watched that game versus the Lakers. And I've seen them play a little bit more than that. And it looks like Ime has those guys over there buying into defense.
Yes. Yeah, he definitely has them buying into defense because I was the one that was kind of knocking them picking up – the little guard that they got from Toronto at first, man. I was out, Van Fleet. Yeah, I was very upset at first because he smiled and he shoots a lot. But he's been a really good player for them so far. I was talking about Harden, and I look, Harden is 0-2 since he came back. So I got to apologize, man. Emi Udoka knows what he's doing. Hey, Ski, he's the only coach with his face in the hallway. When you walk to the locker room for the Rockets, they don't got up any players. They got his face, and I see why he wants to be the face of that rebuild. So I'm happy about that. And real quickly, so who do you expect come out the West then? If you say the Rockets are going to definitely be better, who do you expect to come out the West?
Well, I'll do the West by process of elimination. I think that's how I have to start right here. But the Kings, they've been up and coming, but they just don't have enough experience. And Sabonis needs a better jump shot for them to really do anything. Clippers, I always say the Clippers are going to clip. They just, whether it's them being unhealthy, them not having the chemistry at the end of the year, it's always something with this Clippers team. And now they add a James Harden, who I know he's been your boy over the years, but he has a reputation of quitting, and I just don't like a whole lot of what I've seen from him lately. So, not really like what I'm seeing from the Clippers. Yeah, you know. Yeah. That's all he wants to do. Yeah. And the Suns,
yep,
they have big health problems. I mean, we already see Bill has – we barely seen Bill on the floor. Devin Booker's already banged up. KD, he has a history of having some injuries. If one or two of these guys go down, I don't see the Suns making any noise in the Western Conference. You look at the Nuggets, they lost Bruce Brown, they lost Jeff Green, and now Jamal Murray's gone down. You know, if he's not healthy, these guys can definitely be beat. And the Lakers, coming into the season, I thought they'd be one of the deepest teams. They've been extremely injured to start. They haven't looked like that team that ended the season last year. You know, they had a similar start last year. I think they started 2-13, and they still made it. So it's still a chance for them. But if I'm going off of what I've seen, the Lakers are not going to make it out of the West right now. The Warriors, though, they've looked pretty good. Chris Paul, what does he have?
Yeah,
70-plus assists and, like, 5 turnovers. I think he's fitting in rather well. And whenever you have Mr. Unanimous on your team, you got a shot to win. Only thing the Warriors have to worry about in the West, in my mind, is the length that they're going to need for Jokic and AD. But you never know if AD will be healthy, if the Lakers will even be there. And we'll see what they do when they get there versus Jokic. But I would take the Warriors at 5-1.
I like that. Everybody will be excited to see a Warriors and Celtics finals. Ski, we really appreciate you for stopping by. We're up on a break right now, man. But we're going to have you on a lot more during the season because we're getting to we're here. We're your part of the year. We're getting out of mind. I know you don't bet any football, but you quit on the NFL on me, right?
Yeah, I'm going to let you have it, man. You make the big bucks over there in NFL, and I stick to my NBA.
All right, man. I'll be texting you soon for some NBA plays tonight, man. We appreciate you for stopping by, and like I said, we'll have you back real soon. Y'all, that's Ski Profits. You can follow him on X at Ski Profit. You also can catch his shows. You're still on Spotify, right, Ski?
My shows, you can do it on my YouTube. And you can find my YouTube through my Twitter, which is at Ski Profit. Everything I do, tweet out. Or, you know, it's called X now. But I still say tweet. I don't know what the correct word is. I put it out there on X.
Well, it's on X. Hey, you guys go check out my guy, Ski Profit. We appreciate you, Ski.
Thanks for having me, bro. We'll do it again.
Always, always. Hey, you guys go follow Ski at Ski Profit on X. And go look him up on YouTube. He has a lot of great information. One of the better handicappers in the country on basketball. All right, it's time for the final segment after the break, the people segment. Hey, man, after we pay some bills, we're joined, as always, by the only Sacramento Kings fan that I know. Spread a stare, looks to stay ghost pepper hot. He's been blazing, he's been burning it up on NFL, and I wasn't too bad myself. I went 4-0 last week, and hey man, we up a whole lot on NFL this year on the plays that me and Spread are giving you guys. Also, we got the ball and parlay, where we give you 3 plays to bet straight and parlay. So stay tuned for this week's winner. Send us out, Cino.
It's only about the dough. It's never about no four. That mama, you can roll, roll, roll. It's only about the dough. It's never about the four. But that mama, you can roll.
Betting on sports can be thrilling, but what happens when you're injured?
Don't let your personal injury sideline your winnings. At the Rodney Jones Law Group, we're here to protect your rights and secure your compensation. Our team of experienced attorneys will tackle your case head on so you can focus on your comeback.
Touchdown!
Don't gamble with your future. Call the Rodney Jones Law Group today at 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. The Rodney Jones Law Group is on your side. The only sure thing is we win.
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
You're listening to The Wagering World with 5-Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sportsbook.
We're back in The Wagering World, powered by MyBookie.ag. And I can tell you, when your money's on the line, do it with a trusted sportsbook that gives you tools to win, like MyBookie.ag. And MyBookie, doesn't matter if your team is up or down, and you can easily cash out. You know what I always tell you? Oatmeal beats no meal. Or if you're, you know, on the wrong side and just trying to, you know, get back on the right side, go bet the game live, man. It's a lot of great opportunities betting the game in play. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, and take advantage of huge prize pool contests. Every single sack, fumble, and touchdown is another chance to hit payday. To get started, go to mybookie.ag, and on your first deposit, use my promo code. That's 5-STAR, F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R. That's one word, guys. Spell it out. 5-STAR, F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R, to grab a deposit match up to $1,000. Hey, and don't forget the MyBookie money bag. You can grab a potential Super Bowl front runner at crazy long shot odds. Have you ever heard of plus 38,000 on the Eagles versus Chiefs? Hey, they're doing it over there at MyBookie. They're printing money right now. Hey, you won't find odds like that anywhere else. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag. Hey, man, as always, I'm here joined by my super producer, the Spider Monkey Dad, my guy, Cino Royale. Hey, man, it's the fourth and final segment of the show. It's the people segment. We always joined by the OG of the Waging World, my guy who's been rolling me since day one, the only Sacramento Kings fan that I know. What's good, Spread Stare?
Man, I am excited to break down these games for NFL Week 10. Let's dive right in. The first one on the docket that I got to get your thoughts on, the San Francisco 49ers. After five games, I had them power rated as the best team in the league. They've lost three in a row. They definitely had some injury concerns. They, you know, got a bye here. They're rested up, but the Jaguars are coming off a bye as well. Jaguars have the better quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. 49ers arguably have the better roster. Who do you like? Jaguars are catching three at home.
The first thing I got to find out is the homie Trent Williams playing and is Debo playing.
Right now it looks like Debo's going to be for sure. Trent Williams still questionable.
I like Jacksonville then. I got to take the Jags with the points. They've been a really good home team. They've won how many straight now? What, a six? They're 8-2 against the spread in the last 10, man. I really believe in Trevor Lawrence. And, you know, I'm a big, big fan of the head coach, man. He's my guy. So, hey, I'll be on the Jacksonville Jaguars plus the points.
All right. The Detroit Lions, another team coming off a bye, head to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. Of course, the Chargers playing on a short week after defeating the Jets in easy fashion on Monday Night Football. Who do you like here? Lions are 3-point road favorites.
I think that Chargers defense is turning a corner right now. They're really tough. I know they don't have a big home field advantage. Hey, man, but talent-wise, I think L.A. stacks up with anybody, man. The Chargers are a really, really deep roster. They got some all-pro players all over the field. Justin Herbert seems like he's getting a little bit more healthy. They have a touchdown-making machine in their running back, man. I don't know, man. Brandon Staley, I think he can get this one done, man, if he doesn't go for a fourth and four from his own 10-yard line. So we're going to go with the Chargers plus the points at home against Detroit. I think Detroit's a little bit overrated.
All right. Liking the Chargers at home against the Lions. Of course, five-star Lions, a pretty big public team this week. Talk to me about my favorite team, the Las Vegas Raiders, who had a jolt of enthusiasm with their brand new head coach, Antonio Pierce, leading the way. The best the team has looked since, let's be honest, 2 years ago, before Josh McDaniels was with their coach. Now they're facing the Jets. The Jets in another primetime situation. Hey, that defense is pretty good, but that offense looked pretty bad against the Chargers. How do you think they're going to fare in Las Vegas against the Raiders?
First of all, can the NFL stop scheduling the Jets and the Giants, man? Like, it's kind of late in the season. We already see they're not what you guys do every year, media, and pump them up and make them, you know, like they're Super Bowl contenders and they're not. So, man, do some switching rules. Do something. I'm tired of watching this boring football, man. So we definitely got to go with the under. We know that the Jets, the only way they can win is by their defense playing outstanding. You got a rookie quarterback that can throw it over there with the Raiders. Hey, Spread, do you know they're calling them AOC now?
AOC, right? And yeah, some of the other guys are AO4 depending on their political machinations, right? Some people are preferring the AO4 nickname there to get away from the AOC.
That's why it's so funny to me, man. I like the under this one, man. You got to go under 36.5. The Raiders' defenses look really good, and hey, they got a Max Crosby is a defensive player of the year candidate. So give me the under on the Raiders and the Jets under 36.5.
Yeah, who thought the Raiders would be in a defensive shootout? But Patrick Graham getting things done there with Antonio Pierce leading the way. Finally, five-star, we got to talk about this, man. When C.J. Stroud has taken the world by storm. I mean, I don't care if he's minus 500. Bet him for rookie of the year. Only injury can stand in his way as he's clearly the best player out of this draft. But guess what, five-star? He's going against maybe the best player in football, Joe Burrow. No disrespect to Patrick Mahomes, but Burrow's playing on that level as of late. Cincinnati Bengals playing 6.5 at home, but could be banged up there with Ja'Marr Chase on that injury report. What do you think? Can the Texans keep this close and cover?
This year, Burrow has been better than Mahomes. Mahomes hasn't been that good this year, man. He hasn't lived up to his normal billing, but that's kind of bad for the league that his defense is carrying, because that means we're going to see probably a hot Mahomes when the playoff comes, when it gets to wintertime. But, yeah, C.J. Stroud is right there, man. I was talking about this game on the bench earlier this week, man, with John Granada and Lance Zierlein, and I was telling them, hey, don't forget C.J. Stroud is going back to Ohio. And he has a lot of fans in Ohio, and I think he's going to have a good showing. People also forget that D'Amico Ryans is one of the better coaches. You know how I feel about Cincinnati. They have a great team, great coach, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And they really come to play every game. But I think that the Texans can keep it within the number. I think that you're going to have a lot of bettors lined up to go throw their money at Joe Burrow. They're underestimating the Texans. The Texans have a bad name from the past of letting people down and not being really successful in the last couple of years. But this is a different Texas team, man. Give me Texas plus 6.5.
All right, let's hit up the people's segment, the ball and parlay. And boy, I got another winner for you. I gave out one last week with the Eagles. Hey,
you're ghost pepper hot, Spread. You're hot. It's a ghost pepper wing.
All right, and we're going to keep it rolling. And we're going to back my favorite coach, Mike Tomlin. He's laying 3.5. If I start, some of these people are going to get laid off to 3.5. But you know why they placed that 3.5. You know why, five-star. They don't want people to load up on Pittsburgh because it's absolutely the right side. They're trying to give that extra hook there to get people to take the Green Bay Packers. But Jordan Love has arguably been the worst quarterback in football this season of the starting quarterbacks. I'm not counting the backups such as Tommy DeVito. Arguably the worst starting quarterback. And what can the Packers not do? stop the run. What do the Steelers love to do? Run the ball. That front seven is going to be all over a young quarterback who hasn't figured out how to operate in the National Football League. The Steelers are going to blow out the Packers. I'm laying 3.5, 5-star. Pittsburgh Steelers minus 3.5.
I like that play a lot. Jordan Love has really fell off and not seen the field clearly, and that's very dangerous when you're going against someone as good as T.J. Watt and that Steelers defense. All right, what you got for us, Ceno?
All right, 5-star. I'm going to roll with South Carolina minus 13.5 this week against the terrible Vanderbilt defense. I think they get the job done. They should win by 3 touchdowns or more.
All right, let's just hope for your sake that South Carolina is motivated in that one, little bro. All right, I got to go back to the college football slate as well. Kansas minus 3.5. They're hosting Texas Tech. The books continue to show little to no respect for Lance Leipold and the Jayhawks. Their quarterback, Jalen Daniels, has been out basically the whole season. He was the preseason Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, but Jason Bean has stepped up. I've always liked the kid who transferred from North Texas. Tall, lanky kid with accuracy. And when he's running Leipold's offense, hey, man, they're dangerous. They can stretch the field more. They're averaging 35 points a game. The defense is opportunistic. You got the Red Raiders, who have a decent quarterback under center right now in Baron Morton. He's been pretty good the last couple weeks. But their offense really runs through senior running back Taj Brooks. And I feel like if KU could slow him down, they'll be able to get the victory. Texas Tech is 9-1 in the last 10 matchups, so they will have Kansas's full attention. I know I'm kind of square on this game. It's probably going to be a lot of public money on Kansas, man, but I trust Lance Leipold to still get it done against the books. I think that in football terms, Kansas is just a better team. So we're going to go with Kansas minus 3.5. All right, guys, that's the end of another great one. This is episode numero 11. Yeah, man, we're getting up there. We're on 11 now, man, and we enjoy every week that we're in here with you for the Waging World. You are the Waging World. It's always us versus the machine. You guys remember to follow my guy Spread Astaire at Spread Astaire. Follow my guy Ceno at Ceno Royale. That's S-I-N-O, in case you didn't know. And then of course follow me at 5-star in Vegas. Spell out the 5. Your interactions are appreciated. Turn on your notifications. We're giving out free plays daily. And as always, this show is dedicated to the greatest Houston sports fan that I know, my father, John H. Lindsay. I do this for you, Dad. Hey, guys, we'll check you out next Friday with podcast only again next Friday. But I know you guys like to listen to this thing and work out, have a good time, relax, chill. It's made for all of that because we got the great sounds of Ceno. This is the Waging World.
From the beginning, I knew I would be bigger. I knew I would be different. I was outgrowing friendships. Some of them didn't get it, and that's why they got it. Wealth in my mind, paper in my pocket, hella jewels in my rhymes, diamonds in my watches. Only thinking the profits, cautious round these biatches, tucked away in the cottage. Still alive, smelling flowers. Pour champagne from my pockets. Who can't drink it with me? I lay it all on my son, I can't take it with me.
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
Are you tired of feeling like the underdog when it comes to personal injury cases? Level the playing field with the Rodney Jones Law Group. Our team of experienced attorneys will fight for your rights and help you score the compensation that you deserve. Don't gamble with your future. Call the Rodney Jones Law Group today at 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. And get a winning legal strategy. call Rodney Jones Law Group. We're on your side. The only sure thing is we win.